Legislation aims to provide school lunch flexibility. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, almost 1 year in, and there are still discussions regarding the new nutrition standards set by USDA for school meals. As now, lead sponsors of legislation to fix the school meal nutrition standards say they believe USDA erred in setting limits on the amount of grains and proteins cafeterias can serve students, and therefore aim to make the short-term waiver issued by USDA last year to allow school cafeterias more time to adjust to the limits on grains and proteins permanent. Senators John Hoeven and Mark Pryor say they got involved because the students who complained the new menus left some feeling hungry and didn't meet the needs of student athletes. The lawmakers say this bill strikes a balance between the objective of providing nutritious meals and combating childhood obesity by keeping the calorie limits based on food servings intact. The School Nutrition Association is supporting the measure, with Association President Sandra Ford saying that the weekly limits tied the hands of providers who wanted to offer students choices in their meals. She noted a sandwich alternative with two slices of whole grain bread could push meals over the weekly maximum for grains, and a salad with grilled chicken and low-fat cheese exceeded weekly protein limits. However, the American Heart Association Policy Research Director Laurie Witzel says the substance of the Senate bill isn't worrisome, but she is concerned about the precedent of Congress getting involved, noting that it's important to ensure politics aren't influencing the implementation of the legislation. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.